Well, everybody knows that money is a powerful thing. You agree with that? Jesus puts it on the level of a rival God. No one can serve two masters, Jesus said. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money, Matthew 6:24. God knows the power of money, and that's one reason the Bible has more to say about money. Think about this. More about money than any other subject. There are 2,300 verses, 2,300 verses that make reference to the God of wealth. It's been said that the way we handle our finances says more about us and what we value than anything else. The last book of the Old Testament, Malachi, asks this question, Malachi 3:8. Will man rob God? Yet you are robbing God, but you say, how in the world have we robbed God? In your tithes and offerings. Will a person use all that God has given for personal possessions? Will a man refuse to give back to God what God has given him in the first place? This is an issue each of us must deal with. Jesus said that our hearts follow after the things we really treasure and value. So my question is, in what direction is your heart headed? Few talking points. Ask God to help you evaluate your thoughts and actions regarding money. Ask God to help you make needed decisions and adjustments. Ask God to help you teach, and teach means to show and tell your children that all you have is a gift of God and should be used for Him. So, Lord, we need your help in the area of possessions. We all know it's powerful pull. Remind us that all things come from you, are to be used to honor you. Thank you for your gracious provision of resources. Please don't let them drag our hearts away from you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.